That Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina UN ambassador, will be getting some incoming, if you will, from some of her rivals, especially the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. They're both vying for that second place position.
Donald Trump's still in first, but he won't be there. Ivanka Trump may not be a defendant in her dad's civil fraud case in New York, but State Attorney General Letitia James says she's complicit.
At the end of the day, this case is about fraudulent statements of financial condition that she benefited from.
Israel's military is bombarding northern Gaza, where it says Hamas has lost control. CBS's Doug Williams.
Israeli forces say there's now fierce fighting in the heart of Gaza City. The violence has driven civilians to the south of the region.
We want to live in our land with the peace.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After a big day for Democrats in elections around the country, the latest Marquette University Law School poll finds President Biden with a 2-point lead over Donald Trump, 50% to 48% among registered voters. Both frontrunners are low on favorables, with Biden at 42% and Trump at 37%. The poll also shows Republicans Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis beating Biden in Wisconsin in hypothetical matchups. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. The Senate may vote on the amended bill as early as next week. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, November 9th. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The PACE Commission meeting is at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Following that, the public meeting of the Common Council to discuss the city budget will take place at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Deer Management Committee will meet at 7:30 a.m. The Portage County Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee will meet at 2, and the Public Library Board meeting is at 4:30. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4, the Personnel Committee at 5, and the County Board of Supervisors budget public hearing is at 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Mets say they were surprised, too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 45, lows level off around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your 1 minute time check stations.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show. The season officially underway. The Badgers getting things started on Monday night. A record-setting 105-point outing against Arkansas State. No Kohl Center, no team playing at the Kohl Center.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show. The season officially underway. The Badgers getting things started on Monday night. A record-setting 105-point outing against Arkansas State. No Kohl Center, no team playing at the Kohl Center has ever hit 105 points in the 25-plus years of this building. And you go from game one to game two. The Tennessee Volunteers in on Friday night, 8 o'clock tip. At the Kohl Center is a string of really tough matchups coming up here for Wisconsin. We'll recap Monday, look ahead to Friday, and other topics talking about Wisconsin basketball, a new addition to the coaching staff. We touched on it a bit Monday. We'll get into it more here tonight. Well, finally, it's here, talking to your players before the first game, even before the exhibition. It's, you know, the training camp, as we've discussed, it's a long one. And now, boom, boom, boom. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time to exhale game to game right now.
No, there's not. I mean, if Monday night was ankle or knee-deep water, we're now going in where we can't touch the bottom. So, but no, it's good. It's what, you know, what we've looked forward to, intentionally set most of this up. And I know our guys are excited to get back on the court Friday night against a really, really, really good Tennessee team. So it's why they come here. It's why we have these type of games. And obviously it's a long time in return. I think we were down in Knoxville in 2019 mm-hmm. prior to COVID. So for them to come back, and we wanted to wait until we were in full throttle with fans back in the building and all that before it got scheduled. And they've got a really good team, and I think we do too. So it'll be a heck of a game Friday night.
Yeah, we'll get into the Vols here in a little bit. But yeah, both teams look like they have the capability of putting more points on the board. I guess, Greg, and I'll get your thoughts are going to mean a lot more here, but if you're a veteran player, but especially a young one, when you can practice all you want, you have a close scrimmage, an exhibition, but that actual real game speed. I would be pleased with how your guys came out, because it could be throwing balls into the 10th row or whatever. Seemed like they really came out and set a tone early.
Yeah, no, we definitely did. I thought, you know, we established ourselves early, jumping out, what was it, 9-0. We touched the post, we went inside, we did what we talked about doing. And then aside from the foul trouble, or maybe things happened for a reason, you know, we went deeper in the bench than faster than maybe what I had originally planned, and those guys responded and really did a good job. So I think it's always good to get the first one under your belt. But, you know, if these guys play in so many different events and tournaments and AAU circuits that, you know, they've had a lot of exposure and a lot of firsts. So you know, I'm sure there was nerves. I didn't address it too much. I address it back when we were getting ready for our first scrimmage against Northern Iowa. Just acknowledge it, and if there are some, good, because that means it means something to you. So, but no, overall, I thought a lot of good things on Monday night.
We get into some of the freshmen and their performances, but some guys who've been around the program too, who stepped in. I think you're referring to an Isaac Lindsay, what he was able to do. Carter Gilmore coming in and getting four boards with 4 points. These veteran guys who've been, you know, they've been punching for the longest time every day, and they took advantage of some opportunities.
They did.
Didn't they?
Marcus Ilver's another one.
Yes.
Came in and played, you know, quite a few minutes. You know, you mentioned the freshmen, but I think that's one of the strengths of this team is its depth. And do we have some star potential players? Yeah, you need those if you're going to have a really good year. But I think the depth is something we've talked about and anticipated, and here we are in game one, and it showed itself already.
Yeah, you talk about a couple of these freshman guys. Well, obviously with John Blackwell and Nolan Winter, fans who have really paid attention to Wisconsin basketball, they talked about John, his ability to guard, his willingness to guard. You know, we saw that with Chucky right away, and many others through the years. But no better way to earn playing time around here than a willingness and an ability to check somebody, and he can do that.
They both have a very mature knack or an understanding of. In order for them to get on the floor and stay on the floor, it really doesn't involve scoring. If they do, great. That's kind of icing on the top of the cake. But defend, rebound, take care of the ball. And they both have – what they both have in common is a higher level of competitive edge than you see maybe with a normal freshman, and a competitive confidence about him, about both of them, that they feel they belong. Obviously, there's a lot of things they got to get better at, and they will over the course of their career, but just how they compete. And you see that with John going to the offensive glass on one in the first half in – you know, getting into the free throw line, no one running the break, how he ran out ahead of Chucky and Chucky found him. Just things like that just effort plays. They play hard. They have an edge to them. They love to compete, and they want to help our team be as good as possible.
I'm probably making too general a statement here, but when I see guys come in early as freshmen, there's that dog mentality they like to say in sports. And I think of guards first. You know, like if it's Brad, you know, Kamari likes to check people. But, you know, Nolan Winter, as you suggest, he's got a little of that in him. I don't know. Is that an uncommon thing for a big to have that right out of the gate?